来到我们当中。Brice 弟兄和他妻子他们一家人在中国七年的时间，主要是在藏族地区在服侍。
We are very glad that we have a brother Brice Kelly come to us today, and they were in China in the Tibet area to serve for past 7 years.
然后他们有七个非常可爱的孩子。
Of course, they have seven beautiful children.
然后我们可能有些弟兄姊妹知道，这么长时间在西藏地区服侍会有很多很多的艰苦。
And as we, a lot of may know that for so many years and serve in the Tibet area, probably there's a lot of hardship.
然后他们有一个孩子差不多在两年前曾经被烫。被开水烫到，当时是非常严重的这样的一个情形。
I remember that about 2 years ago, one of the child was kind of burned by hot water.
然后我也知道有很多很多的弟兄姊妹，也为 Brice 他们的孩子一直在恒切迫切的祷告。
I remember that time, my church, a lot of brothers and sisters pray for the for their child.
然后我今天我看到 Brice 弟兄他那个。曾经被开水烫到的很可爱的孩子，我觉得他恢复得很好，很感谢神。
And today I saw the child that was born by hot water and recovered pretty well. I really praise the Lord.
然后但是身上还是有很深的、很大的一个伤疤。
Of course, there's still a big scar there.
我知道主耶稣基督复活的时候，他的门徒托马斯不认识主耶稣。
I know that when Jesus Christ is risen from his death, his one of the disciples, Thomas, does not recognize that.
但是主耶稣让托马斯看什么呢
？And what the Thomas, Jesus let Thomas inspect?
看主耶稣身上的伤疤和伤口。
And he led him to see his scar.
我知道 ，Brice 弟兄他们一家，包括他们的孩子，他们在主里的服侍，特别是他孩子身上。那块美丽的印记是一直将荣耀归给我们在天上的神，而且也一直在主耶稣的心里。
And I know that Brice and his family, their service and their include the scar on their child is a beautiful mark will be remain in the heart of Jesus Christ.
我们把接下来时间交给 Brice 弟兄。
I just want to give the time to Brother Brice.
早上好。
Good morning。
上次我们来这儿就是四年以前。
Last time we come here is 4 years ago。
所以，我们很高兴跟你们一起敬拜耶稣。
We're very happy to have a time to worship you with you, worship God with you again。
现在我要说英语。他可以给我翻译。
Now I'm going to switch English.
We are so thankful for your support as a church.
我们为你们对我们事工的支持很感恩。
At times like you shared about when Boaz was burned by water, it's you know a very stressful time there. So we are so thankful that you are praying for him and for us in those times.
就像牧者刚刚提到的，当我们的孩子 Boaz 是在被水烫开的时候，确实对我们来说是很艰难的时候。我们为你们很多的祷告献上感谢。
I think a couple of my kids are in the back. Do you guys want to come up here and I'll introduce you?
有几个，我们有几个孩子在这里，你们要不要上来？
Okay.
我可以来
介绍。Only three are here, so we're missing four.
这里只有三个，还有四个在外面。
Yeah. So afterwards, you can say hello to the other four.
散会以后，你们可以跟另外四个说 hello.
This is my oldest son, Asher.
这是我们的大儿子 Asher.
This is my Lao Wu.
老吴
Esther.
这是我们的老吴 Esther.
What's your Chinese name?
Xing
Xing.
Xing.
This is my 老师 Phineas.
这是我的老师 Phineas.
And his Tibetan name is Norbu.
他的西藏名字是 Norbu.
So this is my wife Kelly, and She does a wonderful job with all of our children and our home.
这是我的太太 Kelly， 她做了非常在照顾家庭，做非常好的工作。
Oh, Asher, come on. Actually, they have a song in Tibetan that they like to sing for people.
他们有一个歌要给大家来唱。
We'll help them because some of them are missing.
是用藏语来唱。
If any of the kids know this song, you might know it in Chinese or English. It's translated in lots of languages. So if you recognize the song, you can raise your hand. And then
如果 唱这个歌的，这个歌实际上翻译成很多的语言，所以当唱的时候，如果我们这里的孩子你听到过这首歌的话，就请你举起手来。
Hari Madi, Hari Madi, Zoga Bayan, Zoga Bayan, Nimodila, Nimodila, Nasogashi, Nasoga Bache, Hari Madi, Zoga Bayan, Nilo Nasogashi, Gabache, Hari Madi, Hari Madi, Zoga Bayan.
Do you know the song? Looks like
you know. You know this song? Yeah! Yeah! It's the day in Tibetan.
So, that's right. Good job. Thanks, guys. So, we have now been living in Xining, China for 7 years.
We are always amazed by what God is doing.
我们常常为主耶稣基督神所做的所惊叹。
And how full 7 years can be.
这个七年是如何的充满我们。
Our heart, like we've already shared, is for the Tibetan people.
我们的心是向着西藏的那些人。
And we have a short PowerPoint that we've prepared to show some pictures and just talk about some of what we have been doing and what we will be doing.
我们在这里有一个演示，就是来一些照片向大家来表明我们过去做的一些事情和将来要做的一些事情。
Then afterwards, I'll talk a little bit more about it and then share some from the scripture.
然后在介绍了以后，我再跟大家有一些经文上的分享。
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions about after this or about what we're doing or what it's like living there?
有没有问题?
So I have used yak milk to make ice cream. So you saw the picture of me milking the yaks? So I used that milk to make ice cream, and it was good. I had to change my recipe because the yak milk has a lot of fat, and it's sweeter. So I had to do less sugar and less heavy cream.
他问的问题是不是用牦牛, right? Mm-hmm. 牦牛的奶来做, 做那个冰淇淋, 那他说是, 但是他要改一下他的那个配方。
You have to have a lot of yaks. So yeah, that's a good question because a normal milk cow will put out maybe 40 liters of milk a day, but a yak only puts out 6 liters of milk a day. So, but it's very rich, so I can use less of that milk to make.
In
Xining, in the city where we're living, we're still using cow milk to make the ice cream in the shop. But our hope is this summer we can move up to Yushu and start planning to open a snow mountain creamery in Yushu. And then we'll try to switch to yak milk that we've sourced from different nomad families.
我们现在的西宁的店还是用奶牛的奶来做冰淇淋, 但是当我们搬到玉树的时候,我们希望能够可以有不同的来源,能够足够的来源用牦牛的奶来做冰淇淋。
Yes. Yeah, we plan to keep both. It's an unofficial requirement where we live that if we're going to get permission to move up to a Tibetan area, that we sort of need to have one started in the capital city first. And so if we closed it to move up there, they'd probably not let us live up there. So I have a partner who's from Florida. He's holding down the fort right now while we're here, and he'll stay in Xining and run the shop in Xining while we move up to Yushu.
我们是打算把至少要保持在西宁的那个店，因为按照当地的政府的规定是说，你必须在州府先要开一个店，然后才可以到其他地方去开。那计划是说先保持在西宁州府的那个店，然后呢，我们打算在玉树这个地方再开一个店。
We've done a lot of traditional popular flavors from America, just because our brand is kind of as a foreign company there, and that's popular, people like it. But some of the flavors that are more popular that might not be as popular here are like Thai tea. Thailand tea is popular. Really, people seem to like a lot of the same ones, but like we were talking this morning, we had some Ba Bao Zhou for breakfast, and I really want to make a Ba Bao Bing Ji Ling that has like 8 different treasures in the ice cream.
关于问到这个冰淇淋各种各样的不同味道的冰淇淋呢，我们作为一家外国公司，当然主要的还是大部分主要都是这里都有的那种不同的味道的冰淇淋。但是在当地也有一些当地人特别喜欢的一些冰淇淋，比方说泰国茶味、泰国茶味的冰淇淋，因为我们在那里经常吃八宝粥，早上我就在想，有一天是不是我们也可以创造出一种八宝冰淇淋。
So, to make a long story short, when we were in Nepal, I went to Tibet, and we had thought maybe we should make ice cream as a hobby, because we miss good ice cream, and I went to Lhasa, Tibet, and there was a local-run ice cream shop there, and it was packed full of Tibetan people. And so that was when the idea that this could work as a business was implanted.
我们是怎么开始做冰淇淋？当然我当初在尼泊尔的时候有机会进到拉萨，就看到拉萨有冰淇淋的店，然后这冰淇淋店很多很多的人。一开始我们想做冰淇淋只是一个爱好，个人的爱好，但后来想可能这个是可以做的一个事情。
So then when we moved to Xining 7 years ago, it seemed like it was a really good environment to start that kind of business. Lots of coffee shops popping up. And so I just started making it at home and reading different books and recipes and practicing, feeding people lots of ice cream. And then last time we were home, I was able to go to Penn State, has a famous ice cream short course that they do every January. It's 10 days long.Ben and Jerry went there from Ben and Jerry's ice cream, and they get lots of people from different ice cream companies coming through. So I was able to go to that course to continue learning. And so it's just kind of been a mixture of ways.
所以去年以前我们搬到西宁的时候我就开始因为那个时候看上去环境不错，然后周围也有很多的咖啡店，然后我就开始尝试着做一些按照这个菜单上的方法来做各种各样的冰淇淋，也把我做的冰淇淋分给其他人吃，然后做的效果好像也不错。然后四年以前我回美国的时候，有机会在宾州大学，他们正好有一个关于冰淇淋的一些冰淇淋的一个 workshop， 一个展示，然后在那里我也学了不少。
Any more questions? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do they go to school there or do you homeschool?
So what we've normally done is that they go to a Chinese preschool for 3 years, and that gives them a good start in Chinese, and then after that they've been homeschooled. So right now we have 4 that are homeschooled and 1 in the Youyuan, in the preschool, and then another, let's see, when we go back, Boaz will also go to the Youyuan. We'll have 2 in there.
七个孩子的教育大概他们会去3年，至少3年的那个幼儿园，这样他们可以学一些中文，然后接下去就是家里教他们课。When they go to preschool, do you got free education or you have to pay it?
Yeah.The preschool that the kids go to is one that was open. It's a private preschool that was opened by a foreigner. Most of the students are Chinese, but they have Chinese and West American teachers, and so they'll switch off teaching in Chinese and English. And, but that one it has a fee.
这个幼儿园，我们送去的幼儿园是私立的幼儿园，是由有很多的中国人，也有一些西方的人在那里，然后也有英文和中文的教师在那里，所以是私立的，所以是要交费的。
Yes.
When I leave the coastal areas of China and went to the hinterland, I got a lot of attention for being the only person.
Yeah.
You're really deep into China.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of attention?
Yeah. Yes. But so if we go to the square or the park and play, it only takes a few minutes before we start to draw a crowd, and then we have to move to a new spot if we don't want to be watched the whole time. But I feel like where we are in Xining, people are just curious. They want to ask questions, what it's like to have 7 kids, what it's like to in America and different. They're just curious mainly. So I feel like it's very positive from people most of the time. I feel like sometimes here we get stranger looks from people at the store for having 7 kids. They're like, whoa, you got a big family. but we get a lot of attention.
关于他是不是在，因为在西藏，在很内地的中国，是不是受到很多的关注？确实受到很多的关注。但是，通常他们到公园去玩啊，什么东西的时候，很多人会来关注他们。然后，但是他认为Bryce 认为这是很正面的事情，大部分人只想知道美国到底是怎么一回事情，有7个孩子到底是怎么样，然后等等这诸如此类的事情。然后他倒是觉得到美国，他倒觉得像一个陌生人一样，因为有些人会觉得7个孩子是怎么回事情。
So you know, every culture has differences in how you deal with personal space.
不同的文化都有不同的文化来 就是个人的空间都上面都有不同的标准。
So in China, when we line up, we'll just push up close to everybody, and you just push close. And our kids are used to doing that, to line up. So when we're coming back, we're having to tell them, give people space, give them more space.
在中国，我们大家排队的时候都一个人挨着一个，都挨在一起，所以我的孩子也都习惯了。所以到美国来的时候，在排队的时候，必须提醒他们要留一些空间。
But then in Tibetan culture, there's no personal space. So if, for example, if we are out eating dinner in a Tibetan area, or a Tibetan's coming to watch us, they'll come this close and want to watch us eat our dinner. And they'll just stare. Just stare at us.
在我们所在的地方，就是基本上人相处没有什么考虑到个人的空间。如果有人在饭店，我们在吃饭，他要来看我们的话，他就离得很近来看我们。
Yes. We just have to get a visa every year. To start with, we were on a student visa when we were studying, and now we're on a work visa. So for the work visa, we don't have to come out to get it stamped. We can just renew it every year. So,
怎么去那里是第一个是我们先去的时候是用的是学生的签证，然后现在我们用的是工作签证。学生签证需要每年来更新，但是工作签证就不需要。
Yes, make a great session.
As American living in China, of course, Chinese is language is a barrier. And now you mentioned that you want to move to Yushu and basically learn the language there. And just my question is that right now I saw the picture, you learn some language, but is that the scale of the language you learn is sufficient to preach the gospel?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. That's a hard question that...all of us who are having to learn two languages have to wrestle with.
那对我们来说的这是一个总是一个很挣扎的问题，我们必须在两种语言当中换来换去。
Some people think that if we want to learn Tibetan language, we shouldn't even study Chinese. We should just study Tibetan.
有些人告诉我们，如果是你要干脆学藏语的话，就干脆不要学中文了，直接就学藏语。
But I know that I am planning to start a business, and so I have to be able to speak Chinese also.
因为我知道我们要如果要开始一个生意的话，那必须要说中文。
So we tried to study as little Chinese as possible to be able to do what we have to do to run a business.
我们大概就是学中文的话，就是至少保持到可以在用中文来做生意这个方面。
Which for me was about 2.5 years of.Study.
我大概学了两年半时间。
Then I switched to Tibetan, and I've been studying Tibetan for 2 years.
然后我就是换作学藏语我学了藏语大概学了两年。
Now the problem is that my Chinese is still much better than my Tibetan because I use it every day.
问题是我现在的中文的话还是比我的藏语好得多，因为事实上我每天用的都是中文。
My hope is that one day my Tibetan can become better than my Chinese.
我希望有一天我的藏语可以比我的中文要好一点。
But it feels a lot harder to study, so it's slow and it's harder to practice.
但是好像很学的时候很难，而且呢练的是机会也不多。
So we're hoping that when we go back this spring, that if we are able to move to Yushu.That will help a lot because we can just speak Tibetan to people every day, our neighbors, the people we work with. So that should improve our Tibetan quickly.
所以希望我们如果春天我们能够搬到玉树的话，那可能这个提高藏语的机会就多一些，因为我们可以跟那里的人经常一起在讲这个藏语。
So in that environment, I think a couple years of study and work would be enough to be able to share the gospel with people.
我们在想，可能在那里两年时间，如果有这样的语言环境的话，我估计我们可以开始用藏语来跟那些人来分享福音。
But it would take a few more years to be able to really teach the scripture well and thoroughly.
但是如果要教圣经或者是很仔细的教圣经的话，可能还要需要更多一些年的藏语上的培训。
Yes, in the back.
I guess somebody like providing resources in that language, especially
the Bible. What resources do you have in Tibet right now? The Bible, other things to be able to teach the Bible. Yeah. So the Tibetan Bible that we've had is, almost 100 years old, the translation, but most people don't understand it very well. So we just this year have a new Testament translation, which is really good. People really like it.
Actually, okay, let me translate that first. 那这个翻译本是很难懂，所以今年我们正开始有一本新约的新的藏语的新约的翻译本。
So I'll tell you a story. This guy I mentioned earlier, Jordan, who I work with, he was walking to work one day, and he came to work and he told me this story. So I have to tell you a story.
我来给你讲一个故事啊。我跟我在一起工作的那个人叫 Jordan， 有一天他来到店里。
He said, I was walking to work, and he can speak pretty good English also, so we'll go back and forth between Chinese and English.
这位跟我一起工作的 Jordan, 他可以说很好的英语，所以有的时候我们就中文英文混合着来用。
So he said, I was walking to work, and I was thinking, I have an English Bible, but I really need a Tibetan Bible, because sometimes I don't understand the English Bible very well.
所以他说我有一本英语的圣经，但是我想我实在是需要一本藏语的圣经，因为英语我还是不是很明白。
So he sat down in the park, and right after thinking this, and an older Chinese Nainai came up and handed him a Tibetan Bible and said, you should read this.And then got in a taxi and left.
And 他正在这样想的，坐在公园里这样想的时候，就一个中国的老奶奶走过来，就递给他一本藏语的圣经，跟他说：“你要读这本书。”然后他这位老奶奶就坐了车就走了。
So, I said, Jordan, God gave you a Bible. You were just thinking it, and He gave it to you.
所以我就跟 Jordan 说 ，Jordan， 你正在想要一本想要一本藏语的圣经，上帝就把一本藏语的圣经送到你手里了。
And he said, Well, that old lady gave me the Bible. I don't know. He still doesn't believe, but.
他说这位是老奶奶给我，他还不太相信是上帝给他的。
Yes.
像你的小孩，你可能现在会多少种语言吗？最大的
这个。So you kids, how many language they know right now? Your kids.
So
your children.
They understand. English, China, and Chinese.And my oldest really wants to learn Tibetan, but we said you have to wait. He keeps studying Chinese, and when we move up to Yushu, he can start studying Tibetan.
我们大概孩子都懂英文，然后也知道中文。但是我的最大的孩子想学藏语。我们跟他说你要等一下，大概我们搬到玉树以后，他就可以学藏语了。
Maybe one more question. If there's any more questions.Yeah, in the back. Sometimes, but I feel like they know what we are doing. They know who everybody is, and they watch what the foreigners are doing in Tibetan areas. I've had police officers follow me out in Tibet when I've been out there, but.I think their concern is more with Free Tibet activists and political activists. I think that we're allowed to be Christians and work there and live there, but we just need to be sensitive to how we're sharing with people and giving out tracts and things like that. And so I think they're just kind of watch us to make sure we're not going to cause trouble, and then don't, you know, then we're pretty free to just live there and be Christians and do what we're doing.
关于政府方面的来自政府方面的监管啊，我想政府方面知道我们在特别是外国人在西藏地区的话，政府都会比较关注。然后，但是基本上政府知道我们是谁，也知道我们在这里做的事情。大概政府所最关注的是所谓的西藏独立的那些政治活动人士，而非我们这样的基督徒。我们啊，当我们做一些事情比较。平衡地照顾到兼顾到兼顾到政府的我们做的和政府所关切的，那基本上政府会比较让我们很自由地过我们自己基督徒的生活。
And we'll be around afterwards for a little bit, so we can, if you have more questions, you can just come talk to us afterwards.
就是完了以后我们还有一些间我们可以一起来你有问题的话我们也可以继续来谈。
We have some prayer cards and support cards that we'll leave out in the back. That if you want to take one, you can grab one with our picture and our vision statement and just places you can find information about what we're doing and how to support us and those kind of things.
在外面的桌子上，我们放了我们的祷告卡，上前面有我们的照片，后面有我们的意向，我们的需要，哪里可以找到我们的信息等等这方面希望你可以拿一个继续放在你的家里为我们祷告。
Now, if you'd open your Bibles to Romans chapter 15,
如果你可以打开你的圣经，我们看罗马书第十五章。
I'm going to read from verses 20 and 21.
罗马书第十五章，我们来看第二十节到二十一节。
And thus I make it my ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, lest I build on someone else's foundation. But as it is written, those who have never been told of him will see, and those who have never heard will understand.
罗马书第十五章第二十节到第二十一节。
So you might have noticed in our PowerPoint, we had it written, these verses written in there, as there were pictures of Tibetans prostrating themselves on the ground in front of the Potala Palace.
如果你看我们的展示的时候，你大概可以看到有一张的照片，就是有这一段的经文在上面，然后照片上是这个有一个人俯伏在那里敬拜。
Now, I love this verse because it shows Paul's passion to reach those who have never heard the gospel.
我很喜欢这一节的经节，因为这些经节表明了保罗在保罗要来传福音给那些福音还没有传到的地方的那些人的这样的一个心智。
And in Sunday school, we are talking about the Great Commission in Matthew 28, where God.His last commandment he gives to the believers is to go and make disciples of all nations.
主日学的时候我跟大家分享了，就是说大使命的时候是神给使徒的大使命是去到那些地级来传扬主的福音。
So we know that as believers and as a church, we all have a part to play in making Jesus known to people who have not heard or those who don't believe.
所以我们都知道，作为信徒，作为基督徒，我们每一个人都在这一事工上有份。
But I like these verses in Romans 15 because it shows Paul, and I believe it shows God's heart also to go to the furthest reaches where people have not even heard of Jesus, where there is no church, there's no witness for Jesus.
但是罗马书第十五章二十，刚才我念的经文，我喜欢这些经文，是因为保罗的心，不光是保罗的心，我相信也是神的心，是让我们到那些福音还没有传到的地方，还没有教会的地方来传福音。
In my college world religions course, we had a guest speaker one day on Tibetan Buddhism, and I was just struck by how dark the religion seemed.
在我读大学的时候我在一个宗教的课程当中，有一个外来的讲员讲到这个。佛教讲到这个西藏的人是怎么样信佛教，在黑暗的下面，我是非常为这些人在黑暗当中的事实所震惊。
It just seemed that they were living in fear of evil spirits and in a bondage to a system of karma and good works.
好像整个这一群的人都是在活在恐惧当中，而被 所谓的命运被这些所捆绑。
So God started to plant the seeds of calling us to go work with the Tibetan people at that time.
所以在那个时候，神就把这样一颗种子放在我们的心里，让我们有这样的负担去传福音给藏民。
But I believe this isn't just a calling that Paul had or that we have. That God is calling us all to different holy ambitions, to different things that He has planned for us to do.
但是我相信这样的呼召不光是对保罗对我们也是对所有我们信的人我们所有信的人都有从神来的呼召让我们有这样的在灵里面的圣洁的一个雄心壮志来向未得之民来传福音
And that calling will look different for everybody.
这样的呼召在我们每个人身上当然不一样
But I believe that the church altogether we should be passionate about and working towardsMaking Jesus known at the farthest reaches where he has not been heard of before.
但是我想作为 church, 作为教会整个整体来说我们应该有这样的一个看见就是我们要把福音传到福音还没有传到的地方。
Now let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and 4.
我们来看哥林多后书第三章第四节。
If you look in the pamphlet this morning, it said that the title to the sermon is We Are Bold Because of Hope.
如果你看那个今天讲我们讲到的题目是我们有勇敢的心是因为我们有盼望。
So if you look at chapter 3 verse 12, you see it says, Since we have such a hope, we are very bold.
如果你看哥林多后书第三章第十二节的时候，你就可以看到他说：“我们既有这样的盼望，就大胆的讲说。”
So this is where I've taken the title for the sermon.
这就是我那个我的这个讲到的题目所依据的经文。
But what is our hope, and why does it make us bold?
那我们来想一下，到底我们的盼望是什么？怎么样的盼望让我们可以大胆的来讲说
？In chapters 3 and 4.You can see in many places that the theme is blindness and seeing, or darkness and light, or glory, or that which does not have glory.
如果你看哥林多后书第三章第四章的时候，你可以看到它的主题，它通常就是有光明，有黑暗，有被蒙眼的，然后看见的这样的对比。
So there's four sections that I want us to look at, and each section has a little bit different point in the idea of thinking, what is our hope and why does it make us bold?
我想我们来看四个部分，每一个部分都从某一个不同的角度来阐述同样的一个主题，就是我们的盼望在哪里，然后这个盼望怎样使我们可以来大胆的来讲说。
So let's read chapter 3, verses 7 to 11.
我们先来看第三章的第七节到第十一节。
Now if the ministry of death, carved in letters on stone, came with such glory that the Israelites could not gaze at Moses' face because of its glory, which was being brought to an end, will not the ministry of the Spirit have even more glory? For if there was glory in the ministry of condemnation, the ministry of righteousness must far exceed it in glory.Indeed, in this case, what once had glory has come to have no glory at all because of the glory that surpasses it. For if what was being brought to an end came with glory, much more will that which is permanent have glory.
哥林多后书第三章第七节到第十一节。
So here we're talking about glory or beauty or radiance.
这里我们看到的一个字就是荣光，一个荣耀，一个美，然后一个这样的一个光景。
And it's comparing the old covenant to the new covenant that Jesus brought when he came.
他在这里是把旧约跟新约，耶稣基督所带来的新约做一个比较。
It says even the old covenant had beauty and glory.
他说虽然旧约有它的荣耀，有它的荣光。
When Moses would come down from the mountain after spending time in God's presence, his face glowed with glory.
当摩西从山上下来，当他在神有一段时间的时候，他从山上下来的时候，他脸上都发着光。
But the glory of his face faded.
但是他脸上的那种光日子一久的话就渐渐褪去了。
This is a picture of the old covenant that it would come to an end.
这是一个就是一幅关于旧约的一个图画，他的荣光会到一个慢慢的褪去。
And we're told that the glory that came or the beauty that came with the new covenant was so much greater than the old covenant that the old covenant has come to have no glory at all.
在这里讲到是新约主耶稣基督带来的荣光，这个荣光是如此大，以至于这个旧约的荣光在他面前就不算荣光。
So when we ask what is our hope is in this new covenant that Jesus brought, that he died to save sinners.That we are saved by grace, that He's given us new life, that we will live forever with Him.
所以我当我们来问我们的盼望在哪里，第一，我们所看到第一个我们的盼望就是耶稣基督死在十字架上为我们的罪做了赎罪祭，所以我们在他面前有永远的盼望，有永生在那里。
And let's look at the second section, chapter 3.
我们来看第二个部分。
Chapter 3, verses 12 to 18.
是第三章的第十二节到第十八节。
Since we have such a hope, we are very bold. Not like Moses, who had put a veil over his face so that the Israelites might not gaze at the outcome of what was being brought to an end. But their minds were hardened, for to this day, when they read the Old Covenant, that same veil remains unlifted, because only through Christ is it taken away. Yes, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed.Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
格林多后书第三章第十二节到第十八节。
Now, as believers, seeing Jesus is the most important thing.In our life.
作为一个信徒，见到耶稣基督是最重要的事情，在我们生命当中最重要的事情。
When we're struggling with sin, often it's because we are not seeing Jesus or His glory.
当我们与罪征战的时候，我们现在征战当中的时候，很多时候的其中一原因是我们没有看到耶稣基督，我们没有看到耶稣基督的荣耀。
But when we see Jesus, we have power and strength.To overcome sin, to live for Him, to worship Him.
当我们定睛仰望耶稣基督的时候，我们就有这样的能力，也就有这样的力量来胜过罪，来敬拜耶稣基督，来荣耀耶稣基督。
Now we know that Jesus is the image of God, and in Jesus we have the most accurate display of who God is.
我们知道耶稣基督是神那不能见的形象。彰显在我们当中，所以耶稣基督我们可以看到神的所事。
So this is why it's so important to know the scriptures.
所以这是为什么我们来认识圣经，读知道经文是何等的重要。
Because it's here in the scriptures that we are able to see Jesus.
因为通过这些经文，我们可以看到耶稣基督。
And it says that we are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
这里经文当中说到我们心意更新而变化。
And here in this passage we see that as we behold Jesus with unveiled faces, we are transformed from one degree of glory to another.
在这个经文当中讲到是当我们没有脸上没有蒙着帕子亲眼见到耶稣基督的时候，我们脸上的荣光就被带到一个更高的一个光景当中。
So in the old covenant, Moses would go up the mountain and spend time with God for the Israelites.
旧约当中是摩西到神的面前来一段时间，在神的面前为了以色列人的民的益处。
And then he would come down the mountain, his face was glowing, and he would put a veil over it so that they couldn't see the fading glory.
所以当他来到以色列民中的时候，因为他的脸上发光，所以他用一个帕子来遮住，所以民众不会看到他的荣光渐渐失。失去的这样的光景。
And he would tell the people everything God spoke to him.
他把神所告诉他的来告诉他的子民，告诉以色列民众。
Now God has given us his word, and we can look at Jesus ourselves.
那今天神把这本圣经给我们，我们可以借着圣经来认识耶稣基督，我们自己来借着这本圣经来认识耶稣基督。
And it's not a glory like Moses had when the glory that shone from his face faded.
这个我们所在这里所可以看到的荣光，不是像摩西脸上的荣光，渐渐可以褪去的那个荣光。
It's a glory that keeps increasing forever.
而这个荣光是不断的增长的一个荣光，一直到永远。
So as we all behold with unveiled face the glory of Jesus, we are changed ourselves from one degree of glory to another.
所以当我们都以这样的信心，没有遮着脸，来到神的面前的时候，我们的在我们身上的荣光就一直一直的增加。
We are changed to become more like Him.
因为我们被改变，我们被改变的越来越像他。
So, what is our hope and how does it make us bold? In this passage, our hope is that we see Jesus and we are changed to become like Him.
所以在这段经文当中，我们看到我们的盼望是什么？这个盼望到底怎么样让我们能够更大胆、更勇敢？这个盼望，这个我们的盼望就是说，我们在这里我们可以看到耶稣基督，因着认识基督，耶稣基督，我们被神所改变，越来越像耶稣基督的样式，在我们身上的荣光也就越来越大。因着这样的盼望，我们就可以大胆的来宣讲。
Now let's read the third section, chapter 4:1-6.
那我们来看第三个部分，指第四章的第一节到第六节。
Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled only to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ.Who is the image of God? For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, Let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
哥林多后书第四章第一节到第六节。
So here we see an idea of light and darkness, of blindness and seeing.
所以在这里我们看到一幅图画是黑暗与光明，看见与瞎眼。
We see that it says of unbelievers that they are blinded by the devil.
在这里我们可以看到不信的人是被恶者蒙了眼睛的人。
Now I shared a little bit about how it feels slow, it feels hard working with Tibetans.
我跟大家分享过一点，就是说你感觉好像很慢，像藏民传福音很慢。
Hudson Taylor, who was a missionary in China over 100 years ago.
戴德森是一个来到中国的宣教士，大概100多年以前到中国的一个宣教士。
He went to visit Tibet.
他曾经访问过西藏。
He said,of the Tibetans that trying to make a convert among the Tibetans was like trying to enter a lioness's den and steal her cubs.
他说当时戴德森说了一句话，他是说要在藏民当中来找一个来改变一个人，让他来相信的话，就好像是要到狮子的坑里去抓出一个小狮子来。
I feel like if seeingTibetans come to know Jesus is dependent on my skills or my abilities, then there's no hope.
我这里所看到的点，如果是说要把一个藏民带到耶稣基督面前，是靠着我的能力和靠着我的技能的话，那是完全没有希望的一件事情。
Just as our biggest need as Christians is to see Jesus clearly, our biggest problem is blindness. People's biggest problem is blindness.
就像我们基督徒最重要的一件事情是要能够见到耶稣，亲眼看到耶稣基督一样，那在没信的人当中最大的问题是他们的瞎眼，眼睛被蒙住的光景。
It says that the devil has blinded them to keep them from seeing the glory of God in the face of Jesus.
经文当中说到是说那个恶者是让这些人瞎了眼，让他们不能够看到主耶稣基督的荣光。
Our greatest desire is to see Tibetans see clearly the glory of God in the face of Jesus.
所以对我们来说，我们心中最大的渴望、最大的盼望是要这些帐民真的能够开眼，能够看到主耶稣基督的荣耀。
So here's where I find this is one of my favorite verses or passages in Scripture.
啊，在这里我有一段我最喜欢的经文。
I find great hope for myself personally and for the ministry we're doing.
在这一段经文当中，我看到了我自己的很大的一个盼望和我们事工的一个盼望。
And this applies to all of us.
啊，我想这个也对我们每一个人都适用。
Verse 6 says, "For God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ."
我最喜欢的那些经文就是第六节说，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
In the beginning, God spoke, and everything came into existence. He said, "Let there be light." And light shone out of the darkness.
在起初的时候，神借着的话创造的万有，然后神说要有光，所以呢就有光，光就从黑暗当中分了出来。
God has this same sort of creative power to speak into our hearts and shine into our dark, dead, sinful hearts and give light. And then all of a sudden,We understand, we have comprehension, we see glory, we see beauty, we believe.
正是这样，当初正是这个当初叫要有光就有光这样的能力，将神的话讲明在我们心里的时候，也让我们能够看到主耶稣基督的光，把我们从黑暗当中拯救出来。
So our hope for ourselves and our hope for the people that we want to share with or minister to.
所以今天我们对我们来说，我们的盼望，或者是对那些我们要传福音的那些人的盼望来说，
is that God who said, "Let the light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
这个盼望就是那吩咐从光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里。叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
So this is hopeful, and it makes us bold because I know that I'm weak, and I make mistakes, and I don't always share as clearly as I should. But it's not ultimately dependent on my power or ability, but on God's power and ability to open dead hearts.
所以这对我来说，这就是我的盼望，这就是我可以放胆传讲的原因。因为我知道很多时候也许我讲的也不是那么清楚，我讲的也不是那么透彻，但是要紧的是那吩咐从光照在黑暗当中那个神可以把它显明在人的心里。
So let's look at the last section, section 4, which is verse 7.
所以最后我们来看第四个部分，第七节开始。
But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us.
第七节说，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
So I feel this more strongly after the last 4 years in China than ever.
我觉得过去四年以后，让我觉得心里有更强壮。
I think opening a business in China was one of the hardest things that we have ever done.
我们来开始做一个生意的话，是对我们来说很难的事情，我们从来没做过。
For the first 6 months, I was often gone, maybe 14 hours a day, sometimes 16 hours a day. It took so much work to get a business started.
一开始的时候，大概第一个前六个月的时候，大概每天要工作14个小时、16个小时，因为很多事情要来要照顾到。
But God was very gracious to us in that season.
但是神是非常的有恩典。
And we felt our weakness. We would make mistakes.
我们知道我们自己的软弱，我们自己所做的不对的地方。
But looking back, we can see how God has had His hand in it and has been helping us the whole way. And our hope is that not that we are anything there, or that people look at us and think we're important or anything.But that God's glory might be seen.
但是回过头来看，我们看到这一路上都有神的手在那里在保守着我们。不是说我们是如何重要的人物，乃是这些人也都知道我们是有神的人。
So just be thinking about and asking yourself, wherever you're at now, whether you're walking through something really difficult.
所以我想我们可以一起来思想这个，不管你的光景怎么样，或许你现在正在一个很困难的光景当中。
Or whether it's good times, things are going well, whether you are in the same job you've been in for a long time, or whether you feel God leading you to do something else or go somewhere else.
也不管你的光景是顺境还是逆境，或者你在一个工作当中做了很久，还在继续做，或者神带领你要去做一个新的工作。
You need to know that you are weak, but that is so that God's surpassing power might be displayed through your life.
所以你所要知道的是确实你是软弱的，但是神那超乎的能力可以在你的身上来显明。
So do any of you want to be a missionary or thinking maybe to be a missionary?
所以当我们当中如果任何一个人你在想我要做一个宣教士的话，
You need to know that you are weak and God's power is your only hope of success.
你需要知道一点是说你是软弱的，神的能力是你唯一可以成功的盼望。
Do any of you think that you're too weak or not special enough to be a missionary?
你们当中是不是想我是太软弱，或者是我也是没有什么特殊的，以至于不能够成为一个宣教士。
None of those excuses are any good.If God is calling you to go.
所有这些借口都不是一个好的借口，如果神呼召你去做的话，这些都不成为借口。
So we see from these four sections,
所以从这四个部分当中我们可以看到
that our hope, our boldness is coming from not from an old covenant whose glory is fading, but a new covenant whose glory will last forever.
所以我们可以看到我们的盼望因着盼望所来的勇敢的心，第一个是基于这个荣光，这个荣光不是那旧约当中渐渐废去的荣光，而是新约当中不断的越来越大的一个荣光。
Our hope and our boldness is coming from beholding Jesus' face and seeing himand being changed from one degree of glory to another.
我们的盼望我们的勇敢的心是在于我们可以定睛在耶稣基督被他所改变以至于我们来越来越像他。
Our hope and our boldness is coming from God's ability and God's power to create light out of darkness and life where there was death.
我们的盼望我们的勇敢的心是来自于神的能力，神可以让光照在黑暗当中，神也可以让光来照在人心的黑暗当中。
And our hope and our boldness is coming from knowing that we are weak, but even in our weakness, God has plans to show His glory more clearly.
我们的盼望我们的勇敢的心可以在于我们知道我们是软弱的，但是正是因为我们软弱，神莫大的能力可以显明在我们身上。
And then thinking back to Romans 15, when Paul quotes from the prophet Isaiah.
当我们回想到罗马书第十五章，当保罗用以赛亚书的经文来说的时候，
Isaiah says, "Those who have never been told of him will see him, and those who have never heard will understand."
以赛亚说，未曾闻知他信息的将要看见，未曾听过的将要明白。
So may God grant you an increased hope and increased boldness to participate in fulfilling the Great Commission and making His name known where He has not been known.
愿神能够增加我们弟兄姐妹的盼望，也增加我们弟兄姐妹勇敢的心，所以我们都可以在把神的福音传到地极，传到福音没有传到的地方的事工当中来有份。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。